Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos Shir. We are continuing the halachas of the Birchas HaMoitzi on the Lechem Mishnah. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that who makes the bracha of HaMoitzi, who cuts the challah, who does the bracha and cuts the challah for the whole table, for everyone at the table. It says in Shulchan Aruch that the Baal HaBayis is the one who baitseya. It says, V'yesh Yimah and Baal HaBayis, who baitseya, he's the one who cuts the challah, he's the one who makes the bracha. V'afilu im ha'ireach gadol, even if the guest is a gadol, still the Baal HaBayis makes the HaMoitzi. Now the Mishmur writes on that, he brings down that the Lech Chamudah says that HaYoyim v'noyig to be chayla covered l'gadol. V'magavrams maskim, they give the cover to the gadol. But then the Mishmur says, ach, kam achreinim fakim is a lot of achreinim argue on Lech Chamudah. So it's not clear from Mishmur how we paskin, but l'chayra the minig is that we give the gadol, m'chavad the gadol if he wants, to make the HaMoitzi. Now I talk a soul like that in the Sefer Chedushi Basra, that they bring down the Pesachim from Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, that he says that the minig is to give the gadol livtzaya. And you can offer a kayin also. Most of the time the kayin won't want to take it, and the gadol also, but you should at least offer to them. And therefore, if someone has their father at the table, you should definitely give him the kavod of making the hamaitzi. The Mishmur writes over there in Sivkot Samaches and Kuf Samach Zayin, he writes that v'achoson b'yoyim chasun osoy b'itzaya af pish yesh b'amasubim gadol menu. He says, the chasen, the day of his chasana, he makes the hamaitzi for everyone. And usually by chasen, it's not so nageya because most of the people eat without the chasen, but it's nageya. What about the week of Shavuot Brachas? So a lot on Madaik, that's dafka on the day of his chasana, but rest of Shavuot Brachas not. Others say no, that on Shavuot, in the week of Shavuot Brachas also, the chasen is the one who should make hamaitzi for the whole tzibur. Now the halacha is that he should not cut his challah and give out the challah until he finishes the bracha, his bracha, and until everyone says amen. And then he can start cutting the challah and giving it out. There's another halacha, that the people getting the challah, the people around the table who are getting the challah, they're not allowed to taste the challah, not allowed to eat the challah, until the beitzeh, until the one who made the hamaitzeh and cut the challah, he ate first. He has to eat first. And therefore, the Mishabruah says, that you should not give out the challah until you eat yourself. Why? Because if you give out the challah, and then they're all waiting for you to eat, and then you eat, so that's really a hefsik. That you gave out the challah was a hefsik. There was no purpose in you giving out the challah. They couldn't eat it anyway yet. You have to eat first. So therefore, Mishmura says, you should eat first, and then give out the challah to the mesubim, to the people around the table, give out the challah to them. So the question is, what about someone who, al shalom bayis, he wants to give out the challah to his wife at the same time? From this it would sound like, the best thing to do is that you eat first, and then give it to your wife. But lamaisa, I saw in the Piskei Tshuvos, he brings down, and this is his lashon. He says, "Amam leishta yachol lachte chaprusa velosis la lefnei temasai." To your wife, you can cut a piece and give it to her before you eat. That's what it says in the Sefer Birchas Habayis, Api Arizal. There's a tam ve'inyazeh b'leil Shabbos Kodesh to give your wife before you taste it. It's still you should eat first, but you should give your wife the piece of challah, but even before you have to ima, and that's not called a hefsik. They even the Fidus Mishabrua that says that it's better if you first eat before you give it out, regarding to the shalom bias of your wife, you could be soymich on this Arizal and this Piskei Tshuvos that says that you can give it to your wife first, even before you take a bite of the challah. Everyone have a wonderful day.